Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Bianca and Alex with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, UQ researchers have recently discovered that washing household plastics in the dishwasher is responsible for microplastic pollution in Australian wastewater. The study found that even a single dishwasher can release up to 920,000 nanoparticles per cycle, resulting in the release of 33 million particles per dishwasher annually. Dr. Okofo proposed that future household appliances, such as dishwashers, could be outfitted with filters to trap these particles and mitigate the effects of microplastic buildup in the environment. Although a concern, the amount of particles shed through dishwashers is relatively minor when compared to other sources of microplastic pollution and can be mitigated. Gari fishermen are being reminded to exert caution when fishing due to a recent dingo attack. A man who was bitten whilst fishing in knee-deep water received two puncture wounds to the back of his leg, but required only basic first aid. The Department of Environment, Tourism, Science, Innovation have received multiple reports of opportunistic dingoes stalking fishermen, hoping for a free feed. Ranger Dan Novak stated that dingoes are predators, opportunistic predators, and will strike when they see a chance to do so. The best way to avoid a dingo attack, according to these park rangers, is to follow Gari dingo safe protocols at all times.
In national news, Greens leader Larissa Waters has been in talks with Labor over their proposed tax hikes. The hikes, which were expected to apply to those with over $3 million in their superannuation accounts, have been sitting without action for the last 2 years. Waters described the change as minor. Larissa Waters indicated that she has wanted the threshold to be lowered, stating, "We've been in constructive talks for quite some time on that, and the government's proposal is quite minor." Waters claims the changes are important so that there is good revenue base to fund things like hospitals and schools.
Scientists have warned that imported honey beekeeping may be harming native bee species. A study led by Dr. Kit Prendergast found native bees living in areas with high imported bee populations have higher death rates and fewer female offspring. Dr. Prendergast recommended against urban honey beekeeping as growing numbers of the invasive honeybees may cause harm to native bees or potentially even local extinction. Native bees play a crucial role in the pollination of native trees and wildflowers. The findings of the study follow a lack of research and monitoring of native bee populations in the country.
In international news, the United Kingdom and European Union have announced a major economic deal on borders, defence and trade. This marks the first major deal between them since 2020. The deal will assist British tourists with easier travel to European countries, as well as giving the UK government access to defence finance. However, Conservative leaders are opposed to the idea, with UK opposition leader Kemi Badenoch accusing the world leader of ignoring the will of voters. "We're becoming a rule taker from Brussels once again," Ms. Badenoch said. Labour MP Chris Curtis has said the deal would correct some of the problems created by the Conservatives' original deal agreed after Brexit. Mr. Curtis believes most people want improved relations. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny, with some showers being possible across the rest of the day. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is low, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.